Chapter 22. Susan. Gail, I can't thank you enough for staying. I'd have been up doing these dishes until 3. Hey, least I can do. It was nice of you to invite me. I'm not sure I really fit in.
What?
Oh, nonsense, Gail. You are a delight.
Really? A delight?
A delight. Trust me.
Where should I put this serving dish?
Here, I'll take it.
I'm not sure I've ever been a delight before.
Well, there's a first time for everything. What time is it anyway?
God, it's almost 1.
And still no Hollis.
Some help he turned out to be.
Susan. What?
Nothing. Where does this go?
Up there, on the left. What were you going to say?
It's none of my business.
What, Gail? Speak.
I'm just not sure why you put up with him.
Oh. It's complicated, I guess.
You're right. I'm sure it's complicated.
He's a good man.
I'm sorry. I'm sure he is.
You have a nice family. I didn't mean anything. Here, let's dry that first. Use this. No, I know what you're saying, Gail. Believe me, it's not always easy. We sure have our share of communication troubles.
Have you thought of seeing a marriage counselor?
Me?
No. Oh, no. Nah. I'm not much for therapy, and Hollis certainly isn't.
We're fine. Really?
Oh, that goes over here. And let's just put those in the dishwasher. You deserve to be happy, Susan.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
Are you? I mean, really?
Yes. Yeah, I'm happy.
That doesn't mean everything is always wonderful. They aren't always wonderful. But I'm basically happy. Let's just leave it at that. Okay. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Other cupboard. Don't apologize. It's okay.
Are you worried about where Hollis is right now?
Nah. He's having too much to drink with his old bank buddies. Retirement isn't easy on him.
He's more social than he'll ever admit.
I think he misses having a place to go every day. He'll come home drunk and feeling like he's still part of the gang.
So, you're not concerned at all about Bethany?
Who? Oh, Bethany. Concerned how?
You mean, oh, goodness, no. She's not even half his age.
No,
I'm not worried at all about that. Hollis is many things, but an adulterer is not one of them.
No. In Hollis's view of the world, he's way up here, and philanderers are way down here. He sees that kind of thing as a complete moral failing.
Do you?
Well, I don't know. I suppose so.
Do you? I think it depends on the circumstances, doesn't it? I'm not a religious person. Well, neither are we, really. Used to be. Not so much anymore. Anyway, he'd see that kind of thing as, you know, like a huge character flaw. Worse, a very common character flaw. Hollis will die before he will be seen as common or as being flawed in a common way. He gets a lot of satisfaction in being better, you know, more enlightened than that. So, no. I think Bethany is just one of his little pet projects, and she thinks he walks on water, and that makes him feel good. But that's all it is. That towel has had it. Grab another one out of the bottom drawer. Well, you're awfully wise and philosophical about all this, Susan. Oh, you spend enough time with one person and you get to know him, I guess. Yeah, he's sitting in some hotel ballroom at a table full of bankers and Bethany. And Bethany telling lies and drinking and laughing. He's fine. Should we save this, you think? I'm not going to eat it. Do you want it? Wrap it up. I'll take it. You know, a bunch of us are getting together for the week of the 14th for a planning retreat out in the country. Oh? What kind of retreat are you planning? A retreat to map out an activist agenda against the war. Terrorism? Iraq. Same thing. Susan? No. Not the same thing. Not the same thing at all. They've gotten to you. You've been brainwashed by the lemming media. Nobody's the terrorists love that we are in Iraq. We're giving them a foothold they would not otherwise have. We took away Afghanistan, and then we handed them Iraq. Nobody's gotten to me. I just think it can be more complicated than what you hear on the campaign trail. I think the Iraqis want democracy, and I think there are terrorists there that want to stop democracy. Al-Qaeda is there, Gail, so are you telling me you support this war? I think the troops are already there, so I'm not talking about the troops. They do what they're told. So? So let's tell them to come home. I don't know, Gail. I think the world is more complicated. That's Hollis talking. No, it isn't. Maybe it isn't. Sure sounds like him. Come with me on the 14th. To do what exactly? You know Ray Donner? No. Yes, you do. She was an organizer in Cleveland. Red hair. Kind of a heavy-set gal. Browring? Oh, yeah. Well, Ray's got some connections with MoveOn.org, so she's kind of organizing things. We're all going up to this retreat place up in Peebles, and we're going to strategize about how to mobilize public opinion. Against the war in Iraq. Yes, Susan. Against the war in Iraq. I know you agree with this. I don't know what has happened to your political sensibilities since the election, but I know you agree with this. Sorry, did I say election? I meant coup d'etat. So, what, everyone is just sitting around strategizing? Well, some of the time. But this place has beautiful grounds. Lots of great walking trails and outdoor hot tubs and quiet places to be alone. You'll love it. Well, it's all sort of academic because I can't leave Ben. Hollis can take care of Ben. Ben needs someone he can count on. And you need to take better care of yourself, Susan. Don't let life pass you by taking care of Ben and waiting on Hollis. It's just for a week. 7 days. I don't know. Not in the dishwasher, they'll ruin. Just put them in the sink. I'd really love to have you come, Susan. All of these people have the passion, but most of them are just kids, and very few of them have your kind of what? I don't know. Intelligence, charm, class, someone with great ideas. I told Ray I was planning on asking you, and she was thrilled. You're sweet, but I don't think so. Oh, think about it, at least. Don't dismiss it out of hand. So, there's a hotel at this place, or? No. Big farmhouse, and a big kind of studio place with a bunch of different bedrooms. Great big cozy stone fireplace. You'll love it. We could room together. Think about it. That's all I ask. Okay. I'll think about it. But only because you are such a godsend to stay and help me like this. I think I would have died of exhaustion. There. Give us a hug. Atta girl. Damn that Hollis.